Hey there guys, Cole here. Once again, this week's episode of the Subpar Podyssey is sponsored by the legends at Gamers Ready. So make sure you head there to get coached by people like Verge and Yukio from Dignitas. It's crazy. There's also Fortnite and CSGO coaching there too, if you're that way inclined. Anyway, let's podcast it up, my dudes. Cue the music, baby.
All right there, team, how is it going? Welcome to the Subpar Podyssey, officially...
Unofficially!
The best podcast on the internet. I'm Stumpy.
I'm Cole.
And we are going to be tackling the biggest questions in Rocket League today. Did Vitality make a mistake with Scrub and Gregan? Will Cloud9 be relegated? How is it that Leafex's hair is always literally perfect?
It's nice.
The Podyssey is also available on Spotify and iTunes and Google Podcasts and anywhere else that you search it, like other random like aggregators. And you can also support us at patreon.com/subparbutinhd.
Why have you given it to me to say fuck you patrons?
I put it in brackets.
You've made me the bad guy here. You've scripted fuck you patrons to me.
No, yeah, the brackets did that.
Right, fuck you patrons, but this is not the words of Emil Cole. I love our patrons, but fuck you anyway.
All right, so after we've fucked our patrons good and proper, we should have a little chat about Subpar. Because yeah. we always tack it on at the end. We always make it a little thing of like a, by the way, we're pretty fucking sick of content. But I don't think people really know it.
No,
we've done the good recently.
Yeah, we actually have. So for anyone listening to this who might have found us fairly recently, you may not know that I've been streaming personally since 2015. Stumpy joined me, correct me if I'm wrong, in 2016 you joined me permanently?
Yeah, I think I did. I think it was at the start of 2016, like sort of a little off bits and bobs, and then like joined properly at like mid-2016 or something.
So we've been doing this together, trying to get our foothold in this scene for 4/5 years. Never, ever have we had the success that we're having right now. Yeet. Every stream feels like a party. The amount of people I've seen on Twitter saying, you know, oh, I love your podcast, and then they come and check our stream. And it's like, I think that a lot of people are finding that this is a stream that they didn't know existed, a vibe that they've been looking for, that we've been sort of quietly putting out there for the last few years. And finally, people are liking it and loving it. And we're just so excited, both of us.
It's very good. I mean, it's also that, as well as the YouTube side of things, where we've got a couple of videos popping off at the moment, like the 10 Bad Habits, the story behind all of our podcasts. We've also got the Best Goals montages, and we made sure... YouTube is a fickle bitch, right? We're titling.
It's a wanker.
Because we... You think, okay, it just says... So the title for the latest video is RCS9 Week 2 Best Goals Montage, Feet, Squishy Flakes, and SNG's Winner versus Vitality, right? But we've basically think-tanked that. And we don't know if it's good or not. Because, like, we want to make it so people know. It's not just, like, we're getting, like, stream clips together and putting them in and it's just a bit shit. It's Doomzy doing little mini montages every week and they look proper and sick.
Yeah, I'm just, cut on me finding it, but I'm just going to send you the spike of views in the 2020 tips. I'm going to cut this. Because I've got to go all the way through YouTube Studio. Then I've got to scroll down and find the exact video. It's a really slow process.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm going to talk about the tweet from GM Sexay. So therefore, you can't cut any of that. By the way, guys, there was a bit before that Cole isn't going to cut. And if he does, then this bit's weird. So GMSXA, he is a previous Rocket League pro. And he tweeted saying, RL is lacking GC mediocrity. Scored a basic goal but got excited anyway. Not forcing yourself to try hard every single game. Saved a decent shot and got hyped instead of just saying, oof. High MMR but just enjoying / not trying to make a career out of Rocket League. I'd watch those streams. Hello! Hello, that's what we've been doing for several years now, and I'm happy that there was a lot of response.
Surely a tweet like that got, like, no hits, no likes, no one cared about it.
No,
right?
I got 750 likes and 58 responses.
What? Boing. Anyway, the thing that I was looking for, which I cut out, which made that whole section sound weird, is you were talking about titling videos. Mm-hmm. We had the video out about 3 months ago, which was 10 tips you need to going pro in 2020. And it hit like, I think it hit about 47,000 views and then died. It flatlined. Mm-hmm. I've just sent you a screenshot of the lifetime views for it. You can see a huge up spike where I changed the title from to go pro to get grand champ. And it's taken it from 47 to now 60 just by changing that word to those two words. It is mental, the fine details that it's YouTube so deeply cares about.
It's also, we added in a question mark to one title. Oh,
question marks are so good.
Like from, do you remember what video it was?
Was
it the Team Rocket playing
Can
video?
Team Rocket make RLRS instead of Team Rocket RLRS highlights?
Yeah, so we
and
changed
that question mark just popped it off.
Can Team Rocket make RLRS play-ins? Question mark. And then it literally just doubled the views. It's like...
Yeah, it did.
People love a question. So we were sort of joking around saying like 10 bad Rocket League habits you probably... How?
The story of the greatest overtime? Is this the greatest overtime in Rocket League history?
Oh, see, that is probably actually a good title.
We need to change the title for that one. It's flatlined.
Yeah, let's get...
Should I do it right now?
Okay, what are you going to change it to?
Is this the greatest overtime in Rocket League history?
Okay.
Cool, I'm going to do it, mate. If the views spike up, then we'll
somehow
see.
It goes like minus 5,000.
What's the date today? The 24th of February.
It's 11:30 in the morning, GMT. Good morning, America. And we're changing the title from the story behind. Go on.
In Rocket League history. Oh, I forgot the question mark. That's quite an important bit.
That's the bit, yeah.
Okay. It's done. Is this the greatest overtime in Rocket... Or what about was this? Is or was?
Is or was? Is this the greatest? Was this? I like is. Is makes it feel current.
Okay.
Is this the greatest? It's like not just like, oh yeah, there will be one sooner. It's just saying this is the one forever. This is the greatest.
Let's get that spike, baby.
So right now it's on 38,309 views. If this spikes, if you guys can check up on this and see what it ends up at, and if you see it at like 47,000, then you know that it's done well.
Someone's going to think, they're going to be listening to this in a week and they'll think, oh, let's go check if it spiked. They'll click on it, they'll find the video and they'll think, why is it now on 5,000 views? How did they go backwards?
YouTube just goes, you cheeky fuckers. You've found the question mark algorithm. You little shit. So yeah, there's a load of YouTube stuff, a load of stuff going on with Twitch as well. Last night, we're now below it again, but last night, we hit our highest sub count ever
by
at
a long way,
608
yeah.
subs. That is 100 higher than we've ever had it before. That is unreal.
To put that into perspective, I've seen Johnny Boy be that low. Mm-hmm. We're as high as Johnny Boy has been low.
That's
at
good.
Some point in time, which is just mental.
Did you see at the start of December? Did you see that at the start of December we had, I think, 192 subs?
And which we're now, very grateful for, but fuck
very
them.
Yeah, fuck them, though, all of them. And now 3 months later, we're at triple that.
Potty C, mate. It's the power of the Potty C. It is the bridge between you and me and our sense of humour and the idiot masses, the great unwashed.
Yeah, if you're an idiot, comment and say, I'm an idiot, but I like subpar. That's what you want. We want a horde of idiots.
I'm an idiot because I love subpar.
Exactly. And we're both idiots. So realistically, everyone's an idiot and everyone also loves subpar. So it's sort of like one big... idiot circle jerk using dribble as lube. Let's get... Sorry, that was a bit...
unnecessary.
Yeah, I didn't need to, did I? All right, NARLCS was... So this week, we, in our Discord, there's a lot of chatter going on, and people seem to have the overarching opinion of, that was a bit shit. It was like weirdly boring at times, but... some of the individual games were absolutely cracking. So this time, we are going to be rating each series on their entertainment value to see how fun they were, just to view as a viewer. So Cole, do you want to kick us off with Cloud9 versus Flute?
Yeah, so Cloud9 versus Flight. You've got in our notes here that it's one of the most boring series of all time. And I'm going to slightly disagree because I found it fascinating how shit it looked. The fact that through 4 games of the RLCS, which Cloud9 won 3-1, so congrats to them getting the monkey off their back, well done. There was very little in the way of passing plays. Mm-hmm. There was no pace at all. it looked like they weren't really using comms.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just watching it with a slight fascination, thinking, can they tell? Is I don't know, gimmick in there, thinking, this is a slow match? Or when you're in the heart of it, does it still feel fast-paced? It just raised so many questions for me.
So I found it just to be boring. I think I was going into it thinking, oh, Cloud9, will this be the time that they're back? And the fact that they ended up winning it, and it was still slow. Like, we've seen Cloud9 be slow against other teams, and they've been absolutely dicked for it. The fact that they were slow against Flight, and yet 3-1 them, which, by the way, there were loads of goals in this series. The first one was a 1-0 to Flight, and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, is this the direction we're going in? And then Cloud9 made it like 4-3, 5-1. And I was like, yeah, cool. At least there was loads and loads of goals in there. I just thought it really was dull. I didn't really care about it. We also saw that Flight, quite frankly, are not up to snuff. They are not an RLCS team at the moment. However, I like the fact they're in there to be the absolute whipping boys of Season 9, because Rapid is a real piece of shit, it transpires.
Yeah, we've got an exclamation mark Rapid command on our Discord, and he's I think you know the intimate details more than I do, but suffice to say, Rapid has a history.
It's just weird. So basically, he's had a history of being a known scammer, and that's not just sort of like saying, oh, he's taken some wheels off people and then, like, as a middleman or whatever. He's scammed over, like, thousands of dollars worth of items off people. He's banned from trading in multiple Rocket League trade servers for scamming people as middleman and also just as, like, the end user. Has committed trade fraud and also PayPal fraud. Like, he has sent fake confirmation PayPal emails to people saying that he has paid for the item and they trade it to him. That's literally PayPal fraud that he's committed. There's Reddit threads for it as well. Scrub said that he's, like, a real piece of shit on his stream and was like, yeah, like, do you know what I mean? He's just not a very good person to associate yourself with. And also, at one point, I saw that he saw that there was a program or, like, an exploit or something that this guy had made that had got him banned from every trade server ever, because it means that you basically put an item into the trade window and it shows us any item you want. So you put a rubber duck in there and it will show us, like, Alpha Boost or something. Then somebody will then trade you X amount of keys or whatever. Or, like, you prove to them you've got it. They send you the money for it. And then you trade it to them and it's actually just a rubber duck. And he contacted the guy after being banned from his trade servers to acquire that program off him so he could continue scamming people with said program. How the fuck is he not banned, by the way? And also, he's admitted to all of this. This isn't just conjecture.
He has. We should say that he has, according to himself, given stuff back, and he has apologised. Whether or not that is enough, I'll leave the viewer to decide. Basically, to Stumpy and me, it's not enough.
Yeah.
And he hasn't essentially served his time. Whereas someone else thinking this might be thinking, oh, that was 2 years ago. It's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. He has repented. Obviously, they might know him as a person better than we do.
Yep.
And we're not going to come out here and say you shouldn't forgive him. Mm-hmm. That's not the point we're trying to make. We're saying that we don't. So when Flight lose, it's
I'm
a happy moment
so
in
happy.
Our lives. Yeah, I was 100% on Cloud9's team there. And I just think back to Season 5, when I was pretty much always 100% against Cloud9, just because of this sort of robotic demeanor they had.
Yeah.
Now, it's like, come on, lads, you can do it. You know? it's like you've got a piece of hardware. You got your phone, and 2 years ago, it was fucking sick, and you were showing off to all your mates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it takes about 5 minutes to load up Chrome.
Yeah.
And you're like, come on, phone, you can do it. And it's sort of a relic. And your mate's telling you to upgrade, but you like it. It feels snug in your hand.
If we're going to grade that series on an entertainment factor...
Yeah, I know. I'll be objective, don't worry.
What would you... Well, no, because if you found it entertaining, you can rate it high, because it's all about what we think. So, Cole, for you watching it, what would you like to grade Cloud9 versus Flight?
I won't lie, I couldn't take my eyes off it, because I was just trying to think, what is different the whole time? Why does this look the way that it does to me, to you, to our Discord? So I think I'm going to go with a B- with everything considered, but with the qualifier, the big old asterisk, saying I'm well aware that this is not an objective review. This is from my weird viewpoint.
I think this has managed to be more boring than the... Was it the PSG Barcelona? No, PSG...
I had thoughts of that.
What game was that?
This week. It was PSG the first game of Season 6. Season 5 had just happened. It was the day where, for some reason, all the casters just seemed sad. Do you remember? Like, everyone seemed a bit not into it. Yeah, I don't know why, if something happened backstage or what. But everyone I've spoken to said the same thing about that day. And PSG versus
PSG
someone.
Complexity.
Maybe. And it was just boring. It was like Veloce v Veloce. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it was day one of week six. Day one of season six.
Yeah, the first game in that week was Fnatic Dignitas, which is what a... God, we used to have Fnatic. And then, yeah, it was PSG Complexity was third game, which
that'll
is a 2-0, 2-1 overtime, 2-1 overtime, 1-0 overtime, 3-0 Complexity. That's just like, cool. Fuck Christ.
Fun fact.
Go on.
That was the series that I was watching in the lounge back in my old house when I lived with a flatmate, Josh and Billy. And that was the fucking series where they came up. And they were like, oh, Millsy is watching Rocket League. Let's check this out. And I was like, guys, I swear, it's not normally like this. I don't spend 6 hours a week watching this. This is bad.
This shit.
And they were like, oh, cool. And then they went off and played fucking Civ or whatever. It's like, right, they're gone.
I think Cloud No Flight was really down there with how boring it was. I think it was intriguing. I was intrigued, but I wasn't thinking this is fun to watch. Mm. It was like it was almost morbid curiosity rather than an entertainment factor. I think I'm going to give it an E. An E plus.
Good to the intrigue.
Yeah, the intrigue gives them the plus. If I didn't care, they'd get a minus. But yeah, they get an E plus from me. It was just not very good. The next series, however, Rogue versus the Susquehanna Shokolinkadoodles. They went 3-1 to Susquehanna. And it was a shockingly fun series, considering the fact that I've never really backed SQ. And Rogue still haven't seemed to have found their feet yet, even though I thought they might do in this week. It was a very fun series, I thought.
It was really entertaining. I'm loving the new / old Kronovi. Of the three Rogue players, he is the one that has stepped up the most. Everyone was hyping up this first killer guy, and you and I were looking forward to seeing him. But it's the old guard that's scoring all the fucking cool goals. He scored a sick ceiling shot.
Mm-hmm.
He got all sorts of, like, Whoever was casting this, maybe Jorby, said that every season Kronovi gets a weird goal. And Kronovi got his weird goal.
Like his butt goal from last time.
Exactly, yeah, coming from the roof of the goal. Mm. He got his weird one. So yeah, Kronovi is sort of carrying the entertainment factor to me for Rogue. And then SQ, I am just ultimately in love with this team. But Shock, who I mentioned last week, saying I hope he's going to be the big man. I don't think he was their best player, even though he got MVP. To me, it was Dapper. He was just fucking linking everything. He put in a pretty flawless performance, apart from one slightly rushed piece of defense. He was great. So SQ are just good. I like them.
Yeah, SQ are good and fun. And that's what I enjoyed about them. Wanda on Rogue really was not having a good time. He was not up to scratch whatsoever, really. He seemed to be out of his depth on that one. But I still think that even if he was playing pretty well, SQ did just seem to have the edge over them by basically every turn. First killer, because I don't know much about him. Everyone's bigged him up. I was saying in the Discord that I'm not convinced by First Killer, and everyone is still saying he is miles better than AJ. He is still an upgrade, but they just don't have that synergy, and they don't have that communication between them each other, and they don't know how he's going to perform on the day. And they don't know if he starts tilting, is this fine? How do you get him out of that funk? It just seems to be a little bit of a disconnect between them and First Killer. And SQ, yeah, they just seem to be pretty fucking having a good time with it.
Yeah, so far, First Killer, the only series I can really, or the only game I can really remember him putting on his back was the one against Cloud9 in week two. And I feel like I could carry against Cloud9 at the moment. So, yeah, I mean, what would you say then for the grading then, overall for this series?
Overall, entertainment factor, I liked watching Kronovi, and I am enjoying watching SQ as well. I think they're quite fun. I'm going to go with a B. I think that gets a B. I think that's pretty fun.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Yeah, I never wanted to look away. I'm enjoying watching the SQ story unfold.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have asked for too much more. Maybe if it had been like a game 5 overtime, that's when you start looking towards your A's as a series. But the gameplay was B level throughout.
Yeah, that's fair. I want Kronovi to get just weird goals every week as well. Like, he just goes for some crazy shit, and it's like a triple pull shot bump demo goal, and it's just, it's enthralling to be like, why would he even consider going for anything close to that?
He looks like that, genuinely, he looks like the best player at the moment, which has shocked me to my
Dapper as well. Did you see his interview afterwards? He was so hyped. He's having a great time.
It was his birthday, wasn't it, as well?
Was it his birthday?
Like,
oh my
God. I think it was his birthday the day before or something like that. Like, very close to this series, too. So you can see why he's hyped as fuck.
Oh, sick. Good man.
Because Shock made a tweet saying, I've got the best fucking teammate ever in Dapper. Happy birthday or something.
Oh, bless. But yeah, really good. Fun series. If you guys, by the way, are thinking of, oh, you think that actually C9 wasn't a star match, let us know. Reply with a comment saying how we're
That's
wrong. Give us your gradings. Give us, like, a list of your gradings. Like, C9 Flight. E-. And then go through them. See what you think.
That'd be fun. We should ask for that on Twitter. We should do a call to action.
Yeah, see what people reckon. Okay, our next game, Cole, is G2 versus Flight. And it was a 3-1 to G2.
Yeah, it was Flight's best performance so far. They managed to push G2 to a couple of OTs. Mm-hmm. But they still lost. I think the most interesting thing about this series was Gibbs calling out Rizzo as the MVP and being dead on. Mm-hmm. Like, what a shout that is. Who would have thought? But with the teammates that Rizzo's got, he is the one that's doing the carrying.
I think chat did as well, right? When we did our
chat
vote,
weirdly did, yeah.
Our chat got Rizzo as their MVP. We do always do
I forgot about that, to be fair.
Yeah, we always do our guesses of who we think will be MVP along with our normal guesses for our predictions for each series. And our chat went with Rizzo. They thought Rizzo would get MVP. I don't know how the fuck they identified that. But yeah, it was all right. I think that was an all right series. I think with Flight, for me, it just seems like basically at every turn that they do just get outpaced on essentially everything. And anytime they do end up getting any pressure, it's more to do with the other team than with their ability. Which seems harsh, but also they are the worst team in the RSS at the moment. So it's sort of it's expected, and I think it's needed to show the difference between the upper teams and the lower teams.
Yeah, but I don't really feel like G2 showed that difference in this series. I was really hoping that they'd show their class and get two clear goals per game, which never really happened, which to me wasn't something that added to the entertainment factor of this series. It removed from it, because while Flight were putting up a fight, the games weren't exciting anyway. Mm. So I think as far as series go, I'd give this one maybe a C-. It's the result we expected.
Yeah,
there weren't too many great goals. No player apart from Rizzo really popped off, and the OTs weren't that enthralling.
I'd like to go with something different, but I'm pretty sure C- nails it. I don't see why it would be a C other than a C-, but I feel like a D is a little bit too harsh. So yeah, I think C-, good spot. I guess that's a round average, if not a little bit below, just sort of like chilling out somewhere
average.
In the middle.
If put it like this, if that was in the middle of five other amazing series, we'd still be saying this is one of the best league plays of all time. It wouldn't detract from what's around it, if that makes sense.
All right, well, that's them done. G2 versus Flight, both C-. NRG versus EU United. Jesus fuck, NRG are good. They ended up 3-1-ing EU United this week, and it was a bit of a smashing for each game that they won. So they lost the first one 2-0, and I thought, shit.
Ruh-roh.
Shit, are EU United here to play? And then next game, it was 5-0 NRG. Then it was 2-0 NRG. Then it was 2-1. So it started to get a little bit closer. NRG are just, across the board, such an incredible team. They've really, in a relatively short amount of time, they have got the amount of synergy that is needed to get them into that number one spot. Considering their first season together got them a world championship, I think this is, like we said it before, it's going to be the start of something that is going to rival the OG Dignitas line. It was great. It was a really fun series.
I'm constantly amazed at how many ugly goals Turbo Pulsar scores. He is just always, he truly is, it's a cliche, but he genuinely is a fox in the box. Mm-hmm. He just has this instinct of where the ball is going to fall so he can barge it home using any part of his car that the ball happens to fly off. He is amazing. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, though, the other two NRG players are some of the mechanically best players in the world, and Garrett and Justin. And Garrett's weird doink underbelly thing on Urban. Where the fuck did that come from? Because amazingly, there actually weren't too many brilliant goals in this series. Because I've been tracking them for Doomsy so we can make the montages. So I've got a list. And there are only a couple of goals in the whole series throughout, like, 12 goals or whatever it was that were worthy of being in the highlight reel. But those one, or that goal from Garrett just was something else. Like, people were watching it and studying it and talking about it in seasons to come, I think.
The thing is, with that goal, at the time I thought that's one of the best RSS goals we've seen until Europe the next day. Well,
yeah,
I
we'll
think
get to
we
that.
Did see the best RSS league play goal of all time. Yeah, we'll get to that. Rating for NRG versus United. I think it was pretty fun. Probably a little bit better than the Rogue SQ series because of that belly doink. I thought that sort of got me excited again for the day of Rocket League. I'm going to give it a B+.
Okay. I think because it sort of followed the script quite a lot and there weren't too many amazing goals, even though the ones that were amazing were really amazing, I'll go with B again. I had a great time watching it. It's always fun watching NRG. Whatever happens, you're not going to get a boring, grindy, cagey series with them. So yeah, B's sure. fair.
All right, next match is PK versus Ghost Gaming. It was 3-1 to PK, and it was a, I think, a shockingly fun match for me. Well, I've not really backed watching Ghost a huge amount because I just never really knew much about them. And I didn't really care much about them. But it was also that grudge match between Mist and his old team. And that added that extra layer of intrigue for me.
Yeah, I want to put my hands up and say that I've got this one completely wrong. I thought that Pittsburgh Knights were going to be frustrated, maybe even outclassed by Ghost Gaming led by Mist. And it never happened. Pittsburgh Knights, do you know what they look like?
Go on, mate.
They look like Pittsburgh Knights.
Hey,
they were
bumping.
They were demoing. AJ was actually in the right place rather than just trying to fucking flakes everything all over the place. I had so much fun watching this series. How about you?
Likewise, I love the bumps. I'm so fucking happy that the bumps are back because they were missing in the first couple of weeks where they were being like they were being out mechanicked and they were being like if they took normal shots, which they were normally used to doing because they don't need to do spectacular shots, and they just weren't working. I think finally AJ is on that same page as them.
Yeah.
He's actually understood his role. Rettles might have made it clear to him. Just, if you're going to go for something fancy, let us know. We'll then try and clear out the goal.
Yeah, it could be a comms thing, you're right.
It just seemed that synergy was back a little bit more. So it was there for the first time, rather. It was a real team play. It was a real, real team play. And I thought it was good fun to watch PK be PK again.
Yeah, and Rettles was fucking sick mechanically as well. I actually, I went 1-0 up in the Twitter feud that nobody asked for, Stumpy. CoolCull93. Against Rettles, right?
Okay, go on, mate.
So he tweets out 3-1 Ghost Gaming, 2-1 in RLCS. So I tweeted something nice. I'm so fucking happy you guys proved me wrong today.
Very nice.
His response? Can you read it?
Fuck you.
So that's all he said.
Literally,
so I
just said, fuck you.
So I just said K, which I think is fair. And then he said,
I saw your tweets.
And I said, I saw your games.
Boom!
Boom! Fucking drop the mic. 34 likes, one retweet compared to his 6. You're fucking nothing, Slater.
He didn't even reply.
He liked it as well. He knew that that was GG.
Oh, he didn't
Which
even
I respect.
Reply.
Mate, I was like this fucking punk-ass 12-year-old American kid trying to battle. I'm the OG witty kid, mate, from 2015. That was my role once upon a time. I am Kronovi in this argument, all right? And he's fucking first killer.
Were you sitting there when you saw it start to, the likes were ticking up, were you there? You're like,
yeah. Yeah, it was. Mate, it's rare when you get to my age that you get wins like that.
Did you try and explain to your girlfriend what was happening, or did you not bother? This is the first time you've been able to talk about it and be happy.
She wasn't there at the time, sadly.
Do you think you would have told her?
Oh, definitely. Like, when he said I saw your tweets, you know when you're playing Quiplash and instantly, like, the perfect answer just comes to you?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you're sat there tapping it away thinking, oh, I can't wait to press enter. Come on, 40 seconds left. Why isn't the timer at 0 yet? I want everyone to see my answer. When he wrote I saw your tweets, instantly, I just, the comeback came to me of I saw your games. Like, you know, copy the grammar, lowercase I, everything that he's done.
Yeah, I like that.
And like, my hands were a little bit like, oh my God, this is perfect. And then, yeah, it was good.
Well done.
I like it.
Do you want to tell Carl? I'll let you rate this one first then, because you're on a high from... I think your tweet should factor into your grading. Because, look, okay. that's added up. If that series never happened, you never would have had that tweet. Think of all the happiness you got from that. What do you think?
Can I give it a B++ or an A-? So right between B+ and A-. Come on, you got fucking S++ last week.
I got A+, which is not an A star.
Which is bollocks, so I'm going to go with B++.
B++. Okay, I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it an A-+, I think. I don't think it's quite like a B++, but I don't think it's necessarily as low as like an A-. I think we're above that.
So is a B, is an A-plus lower than a B++?
No, it's higher.
You said it's as high as a B++. So I was like, right, is there some sort of weird like Venn diagram thing where a B++ so goes above an A-?
So it goes B-, B-, yep. B, yep. B+, B++, A-.
Yep.
Oh, wait, no, shit, hang on. Yeah, A-.
We haven't got the minus pluses in here.
Yeah, no, it's only A that gets the minus pluses. It then goes A-, A-, A-+, A+.
So you put A just
plus
above A-. Yeah.
A++.
A star.
Wait, no, it goes A-. A-.
I'm watching your eyes and there are so many calculations going on right now. Come on, mate, you can do it.
Why aren't I writing this down? It would be so much easier. Right. A.
Yeah.
A+. We're going up now. So A, yeah. A+.
Yeah.
No. Sorry, it's A+-. A+. A++.
Yeah, so I guess the way you look at it, is the second positive or negative thing,
mm-hmm.
that is an addendum to the first positive or negative thing.
Yes,
so
exactly.
You've gone A-+, so the bulk of it is A, then it's not actually an A, it's an A-, but there's a little bit of goodness at the end of that. So it's a better version of an A-, and that A- is a worse version of an A.
Yes, exactly.
Easy.
I'm sorry, I'm writing this down now.
He's writing all these things out. Okay, so we've got A in the middle. That's as expected. If that wasn't in the middle, I'd be really worried.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, it's down there now.
A++, but A star above that as well. Because last week we established that A star was separate to an A+.
No, but then above that, we then have A star plus, and then we also then have A star plus S, and then it's like SS.
But we skip SS because of, you know... the war, no, so we go straight to SSS.
I don't think we can. We have to remember. God, our grading system is... Right, so it goes, Cole, top to bottom.
Yep.
A+ SSS. A+ SS.
Which I'm campaigning to get rid of, but fair enough.
That's very fair. We can see what people think. We can go with the people on that. A+ S. A+, A star, A++, A+, A-+, A-. Wait, no, I've done two.
No, it should be A+- there.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I did it backwards. There we are.
There you go.
A+, A+-, A+, A-, A-.
And it's only A that has all of these. B will have your ++ and your -.
Yes,
but not
+-. But C...
At that point, you go
C
to the A.
C does have +-.
Okay.
So it does and then... D doesn't.
No, D doesn't have +-, but it does have -+.
It does, yeah. And then E has the S system back.
So what did Cloud9 get? Cloud9 series got E+SS.
Yeah, okay, S. Yeah, right. Cloud9 got an E+S. They were all right. They got an E+S. All right.
Sorted. Let's move on.
We need to post a picture of this grading system so we can, like, we need to laminate it so we can, like, look at it every week and try and figure out where we are.
I want Gibbs to be able to say, sort of, when he's at LAN, go, yeah, that was definite A+ S series, really, between these two teams.
This is going to be the grading, like, system for these...
For Rocket League.
For Rocket League, I like it.
Because SS is from, like, fighting games, right?
Yeah, and, you know, it's, like, from JRPGs and stuff.
Mm. So that's come from Japan. Mm-hmm. This is how we do it in Brexit land.
Exactly. Well, the next match is the final one in NA, and that is... NRG versus SSG. And that was 2 to NRG and 3 to Space Station. It was the first match in which we did not get a 3-1. And I had a go at AXB on Twitter for that. I asked him and said, what the fuck are you doing? And a load of angry faces. And then he replies me, just being like, what the fuck, bro? Like, I'm sorry. And I was like, that's all right.
It's fine. That's cute. It was a really good series. I think, I'm going to be honest, by now I was sort of falling asleep. Mm-hmm. So I didn't take in too much of it. Were you a little bit more sentient than I was? Because I was starting to just lose a grasp of what was going on.
It's about 1:30 this match was on in the UK.
After 6 hours of Rocket League. It's a long old slog, especially for Europeans in NA.
Yeah.
But I think that we weren't the only ones that were tired, because NRG in Game 5 looked a little bit like Cloud9 in Game 1.
They looked really knackered.
Struggled. Yeah, I don't know if how much of a factor that played. I mean, it could be that we're projecting and they were actually just shit. That
maybe,
very
yeah.
much could be it. But it did seem like they were fatigued in some way.
But it was like basic things like Turbo kick clear into the middle. Every now and then, true. Justin would like just sort of whiff something or go for a hit and it hit it into the ceiling as opposed to hitting it far. Mm-hmm. It was just little things like that and then just ended up fucking them. I think it was an absolutely astonishing series from Space Station.
It was so good again.
Really, really good from them. I think I'm now finally believing in them. They're my Veloce, where like I don't see how they're so good. I don't get why they're beating these top teams. Is it because of the top teams? Is it because of them? I don't really get it. But after this performance, and after obviously last season as well, they are, I think, quite happily that number two team in North America. Seemingly out of nowhere for me as well.
Yeah, I mean, they only got promoted 2 seasons ago, bear in mind. Mm. And they made that roster change, brought in Arsenal. And everyone was like, oh, that's a bit off. Why have you know...
I condemned them for it at the time.
Yeah, everyone did. And yet now, they seem to have reached the apex of Rocket League. I think their main guy in attack is Sipical, right? He's their swirly man that does the twirls.
By
the
looks, yeah.
And gets the flip resets, which I love.
I like it.
But yeah, I can't, like, I'm not going to pretend to say, oh, I think they beat NRG because X or Y, because I was sort of like, by the end of it. So I'll give it a C, just because I didn't really take it in. I think it's an unfair C from me, because it was a 3-2 between the two best teams in NA. Mm-hmm. But this one's on me. Sorry to NRG and Space Station. I'm giving you a C.
I think it was really fun. I'm going to give it an A-. I think it was a cracking series. I was tired, but it did start to try. It attempted to lift me out of it, but that is a big task, trying to get me to stop going to sleep.
Fuck me. There was a 24-hour stream once where after 15 hours, Stumpy was literally ruining it.
I said, Stumpy,
go to sleep. And you went, no, do this. I was like, Stumpy, go to fucking sleep. And you went for it. It was like 30 minutes, wasn't it? And
I had a little 30-minute nap. Then I was back in Chipper.
Yeah, and we were all having a good time.
I need my sleep. I just do.
You do.
Yeah, I'm a sleepy young gentleman.
You're ruining it.
Yeah. But I think that Space Station didn't ruin it. I think they did a really good job of managing to take down NRG. In one of, I think that is now my, that's my second highest rated game from this week, where
behind SQ is that
no that's behind PK, where I gave them an A-plus.
Okay,
yeah, but yeah, they got themselves an A-, so not too far behind. Only two.
I think if you swap those two round, then we'd both swap our ratings as well. Like if NRG was on before Space Station, I'd be giving it your B plus.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
and you'd be giving it your A-. I think it was slightly affected by how late it was for us.
Well, that's it for North America, Cole. Say sayonara as we go over to Europe.
Farewell as we go to Europe.
No, I said sayonara. What does sayonara mean? Is it like goodbye, Japanese?
No, it's Spanish.
Is it Spanish? I
reckon we're both dumb right now. It's probably like German.
Sayonara. Do Japanese say German sayonara?
Is it really Japanese?
One of the first words you'll learn when studying Japanese, brackets, sayonara, the standard Japanese, bye or goodbye.
I'm the idiot.
You've called me out.
I have.
Called me out on that.
I thought it was Spanish.
Yeah, sayonara. No, it's, yeah, sayonara.
It sounds Spanish.
Sayonara!
Are we sure it's not Spanish?
Very sure, yeah.
We get VAR on this. Yeah, Google it. Spanish.
Okay, Google. What does sayonara mean?
Here's the definition of sayonara. Informal. Goodbye.
Oh, that's the definition. I thought she was just...
No, her definition was the word informal, and then she's saying goodbye. So you're actually wrong all along.
It doesn't mean goodbye, it means informal. In Spanish.
It means informal, yeah.
Damn it. Europe, RLCS. The first game was Dignitas versus Singularity. Holy heck on a bendy bus. It was a brilliant series. It was 3-1 Dignitas in the end, but Singularity, they still showed up big.
Yeah, I think what we're learning about Singularity is that they love overtimes. They're not going to be sort of sat back hoping they don't lose when it comes to that OT. Mm-hmm. They're going to be the team that are taking it to their opponent, no matter who it is, even if it's the team that I think are, at the moment, far and away the best in EU, which yep. is Dignitas, the most consistent, the scariest to come up against, the team that just, everywhere on the pitch, one of them has it covered. Mm-hmm. There's no clean spaces against Dignitas right now. They have all the best of Season 5 Dignitas with all the best of season five Flipside, which we mentioned last week. These beautiful passing plays. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about Singularity right now. And I was, again, very impressed with how they played against a very, very top team.
Yeah, I was shocked that it was... Not shocked it was that close. Like, each game was a very fun game to witness as well. Because the first it went 2-0, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. But they were all fun 2-1s. They weren't cagey bullshit like, oh, we scored a goal, let's go and defend now. It was a lot of attack and there's a lot of defensive masterclass at the same time as well. I thought Dignitas looked relatively comfortable despite the fact that the games were all close. However, the amount that they were in sync, it's like a dance. It's how we used to describe the old Dignitas, where it was like yeah. a ballet around the pitch and they all know where they're going to be and where they should be at any moment for it to work. And also, they release comms videos. So it's like
so good.
Even better than usual.
Yeah, I need to check those out. Because it's Violent Panda, he's been putting them on YouTube.
Yeah.
There was arguably the greatest tweet that Rocket League Esports has ever seen from the man who blew us all away last week, Godsmiller.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, everyone will remember, I'm sure, in game 5 overtime against Vitality, he forced KDOP to own goal, which meant Singularity won that series.
Mm-hmm.
This week, Stubby Goblin was streaming. You were streaming the dribbling challenge, right?
Yeah, that went well.
And I was watching. I was having a really good time watching it, actually. It was nice to see. You did well. Genuinely, thanks. You did. It was a grind. It always is. Like, it was a grind for me as well when I did it. It's a nasty thing to do. Mm. But anyway, so I'm watching that, having a great time. And then Godsmiller pops up in chat, because he's been a sub for like 4 months, which is probably why he
six
made
months,
the RCS.
I think.
Is it that long? Wow. Mm. And he says, at Emilcon93, my sort of secondary account, can you check Discord, please? And I was like, yeah, give me a sec. I'm just doing some stuff, probably getting last week's podcast out. And he's like, no, quick, do it now. And I was like, oh, whatever. So I check it, and he's saying, Cole, you here? I need you to judge a tweet before I tweet it, because I'm scared, and you were the first person to come to my mind. And he sent me version 1 of his tweet, which would go on to get 4,600 likes. And his initial wording was, so yeah, KDOP deleted me on Steam, sad face. And then it showed a second forced own goal from Scrims at 0 seconds. And I was like, oh my god, that's amazing. So I suggested that one, he put in the context of an own goal,
mm-hmm.
and two, he adds KDOP. And he was like, no, yeah. I can't at him, that's too much. So I was like, right, go back to Stumpy's stream. And in the stream, I said, chat and Stumpy, can we all at Godsmiller and tell him to do the thing? And you didn't even know yourself, did you?
I had no idea, because I was thinking it was going to be the comms video of when they beat Vitality. Turns out that's not still out, by the way, which it should be. I think if you're going to make a bit of a shitposty tweet against somebody, always at mm-hmm. them. In every yeah, situation, always at them. Because it's not like you're trying to like worm behind it and be like, oh no, I don't want you to say it. If you at them, it adds that extra level of banter and being like, hey look, I'm telling a joke about you. This is what the joke is. I'm not trying to go behind your back. It yeah. is funny. It is for a joke. If I was actually insulting you, I probably wouldn't at you.
So yeah, bless him. He was really worried that it would come across as toxic, but he tweeted it.
Such a funny tweet.
People fucking
go
loved
to
it,
at GodsmillerRL and have a look. It's got more likes than he has followers by nearly 1,000.
Jesus.
I know, he's loving
That's
it.
That's mad.
He is mad. But he also did a really nice interview on the stream yesterday as well.
He looked very happy, good. Very chill.
Yeah, it was I think before everything, and it was like, talking about the Vitality win and whatever. Very good. Right, Dignitas versus Singularity. What do you think the grading is for that series, Cole?
It was pretty good. I wouldn't go crazy into the A's or the A-minuses, but mm-hmm. I think it's a solid B series. If Singularity could have got that second game, maybe we'd be looking towards the A's, but I think B's fair here. And Singularity showed once again that they are not a team that's going to be bullied by everyone.
I think we're looking at an A-plus for me.
Okay.
I think. I thought it was one of the best series of the day as well. I think we only had 3. Europe this week was shockingly dull.
Yeah.
It was weirdly boring. I was Googling on my phone during the series, free mobile games, fun. like seeing if there was just like some fun thing that I could do instead of like what, like while I was watching RLCS to keep me entertained and awake.
Yeah,
it was weirdly dull this week, and it was a bit of a shame, but a couple of good results came out of it anyway. all right, ASM versus Endpoint. I want to start this off because I backed Endpoint last week. I said they could, they can be on the level of the Peeps. I think they've got that exact formula down where they are bumpy, they're demo-y, they're in your face. They're not as mechanically gifted as teams they'll come up against, like your, say, Mouse or your Vitalities or whatever. But I do think that they've got that niche filled that did take the world by sports storm in the form of Peeps and therefore later Pittsburgh Knights. They ended up 3-0-ing AS Monaco, and they were absolutely brilliant games, each and every one. What did you think of it?
Yeah, it's certainly entertaining. It felt to me like I'm still not on Team Endpoint in the same way that you are. Mm-hmm. I'm not hyped for them to go and take over the world and think they're going to be winning minors or majors. But yeah, as far as like a mid-table battle goes, I had a good time watching it. It was a bit scrappy at times. There were one or two beautiful goals. Nachito, I think it was, of his air dribble. Oh, that was
so good.
Because it was so forced as well. Like, it wasn't a natural air dribble situation. And he somehow made it so, which I love. Yeah, to me, it was just an entertaining game between two teams that I don't feel will do that well this season. I'm starting to fear for AS Monaco, because each week I've thought, they've played all right there. And each week, they've lost. And actually, they've only won 2 games and lost 9. So even in games where they're playing okay and look comfortable, it's not happening for them. I just want to shout out Extra, by the way, because this is the first time that I'd really watched him specifically. And every time the ball comes anywhere near him, he catches it and swoops it up the ramp and suddenly has an air dribble in one fluid moment. He is one of the most fluid players I've ever seen in threes. It's beautiful. Not that his team are winning, but I just want to, you know, that deserves some love, surely.
No, that's fair. Yeah, I like that. I was so happy with the performance of Endpoint. They did a really good job. I think they showed off what they can do against ultimately a mid to bottom table team, but I still think it was a dominant showing. Considering you're 3-0-ing a team in the RLCS, it's pretty huge. What would you grade that goal?
Entertainment-wise,
of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanted a bit more from AS Monaco. I'd probably go with a C because it was a 3-0.
Okay, that's fair. Because I was very entertained, because I was very hyped, and because I was really into that, I think it was one of the better series of the day. I'm going to give it the same as Dignitas, an A-plus.
Okay.
Actually, no, I'll give it an A-. No, I'll give it an A-. No, I'll give it an A. It gets an A. And it earns itself an A. A solid
run-of-the-mill.
Run-of-the-mill.
El Clasico A.
It is an El Clasico A. Right down the mid. But yeah, okay, cool. So a C and an A for them. Mouse versus Singularity. What do you think of that?
Scrub Killer is a fucking monster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just stood out head and shoulders above every other player on this pitch. There were times where he had no boost, where he had like 4 in the tank, and there were 2 Singularity players just ready to swarm him and go, we want this ball. And the next thing you know, Scrub Killer has somehow, like, he's not even jumped. He's just stayed on the floor. Both Singularity players haven't read that, and he's just dribbling away from the ball. And then, oh yeah, by the way, all of that was in front of his own goal, because he can just challenge anyone wherever the fuck he is. This is one of the better Scrub Killer performances, the Scrub Killery performances that we've seen in a long time. And are you starting to see what Mals are capable of? Do you think they're starting to sort of hit that level that they should be hitting?
Yeah, I think they're finding their synergy. I think in this season, there's been a couple of teams that just haven't found it, where they don't necessarily know how they're going to play. Rogue, Pittsburgh Knights have just started to come into it as well. I think Mals, same for them. They're just coming into it. I think Mouse did a really strong performance. Everybody was contributing as well. Everyone was chipping in. I thought Scrub did an incredible job throughout all of that game. And it makes me... I think that's the game that you can watch and you can cement the fact that his 1v1s have contributed to their win there. Normally you think, okay, we'll get into a dribble 2 or 3 times per game and it might do something well. That was absolutely instrumental to their win. Singularity had the idea to try and boost starve them and try to knock them down to those lower levels and not being able to go for quick, fast aerial plays. But Scrub was just he's the perfect counter for that kind of thing. He's a wands monster.
Quicksilver was sick as well, busting out the shots in that Batmobile, like they were proper Batmobile strikes,
proper bangers,
jumping up with no momentum and still booming it into the top left corner. It's like, ah, Cooks never change. That's the thing that we love.
I think that game for me gets a B+. I think it was really fun, really good, and it's. I think Mouse still have a decent amount of room to grow, which should be scary for the upcoming teams.
Yeah, I had fun here. I think that Mouse, for the first time this season, looked like they were enjoying themselves on the pitch. Even week one, when they beat AS Monaco, they didn't look that comfortable around each other and in the situation that they were in. And I feel that this was the week where they started to believe in each other as a team. Even like, so Speed had a tough game one, maybe even a tough game two, and they just carried it on and ran with it. And by the end of it, Speed was playing really well, doing a few, like, he's been doing these defensive fakes that, to me, I'm just thinking, hit the ball, please! And he just does nothing, and somehow he drives away with it. He's done it twice so far this season, Jesus. And that takes balls of steel. So I'll match you. Yeah, I'll go B+. This is a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I enjoyed it. All right, next game, Vitality versus TSM. This was a 3-1 to Vitality, and we were looking in the Discord before, and somebody called Lady Penelope, he had a look to basically see, when's the last time that TSM / Mognus won a game? And he managed to find the time where Mognus won his last RLCS series. Okay, Cole? It was back on September 23rd.
Well, that's not too bad. That's only 2018. That's about a
season.
Say what? Mate, I wish I had some water in my mouth because I'd be spitting it all over my computer right now.
Mognus won a series in RLCS was at the end of 2018. It was season 6. Season 6!
Jesus Christ.
Week 3 versus Mouse Sports, and it was a reverse sweep.
That can't be true. So, see, who was he with for season 7?
Complexity.
They didn't go Owen.
Yeah.
Whatever in season 7. They didn't.
Season 8 they did, yeah. But, yeah, he wasn't in there. Oh, yeah, because he was in the rival series. Because then they got promoted, didn't they, as Complexity.
I see. Complexity stuck with them. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Okay. That makes a little bit more sense now. The fact that he's missed a season completely. But, yeah, I feel like Mognus has got this thing going on where he's too good for the rival series and not good enough for the RLCS. Because any combination, any trio that he's playing with, he's not getting wins with.
I know. It seems sad to me.
He's a good advert for auto-relegation. That's it. He's a good advert for auto-relegation.
Yeah. It does upset me. Because I like TSM and I'd like them to do well, but they just get outclassed at every angle. Like, I was looking to see who my star player would be on that team. I think Remco has had a fucking fall from grace by a huge margin.
He scored a nice goal, though, this week.
Which one was that?
Little double tap in his breakout.
Yeah, but that shouldn't class as a nice goal.
Hit the ball against the backboard.
Yeah, but it was a double tap. It's a classic Northern Gaming goal.
Aerialed it in Northern Gaming.
Classic Northern Podcast Gaming
episode
goal.
Episode 1.
It seems like he's...
Well, I've never heard of Northern Gaming.
It seems like he's stuck in the mentality that it's still go for backboard plays, always go for the backboard plays, and he hasn't seemed to have worked his way out of that. Metzer, for me, is the star player. He seems comfortable.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised by him.
Yeah, he seems comfortable in almost every situation. There's still times where he just isn't. And he scored some really nice shots. Like, he got a nice double tap, but it was at an incredible angle. It was like the top left of the goal when he just like sniped it in. He did a really good job. I think Metsa deserves to be in the RLCS at the moment. I think he's a really, really strong player. I just unfortunately couldn't say the same for Mognus and Remco right now, which feels crazy to say.
Well, that's because time moves on. And yeah. If you lose 7 games in one season, then it's not a... Yeah, I don't think you have to walk on eggshells to say
I know
that these players are not quite up to standard anymore. That shouldn't be a controversial statement. And I feel that people who think that it is a controversial statement are living in the past somewhat.
Yeah.
Look at the present. Look at the results. Look at the way TSM play. How many games, this is to everyone, have TSM played this season? This is games, not series, that you've been entertained by. I'd say maybe 3 or 4 against Dignitas, and that's it. Because the way they're playing is not up to the standard that we're used to seeing
as
viewers. Which is unfair on Metsonoris, because you're right, he scored some really nice goals, and he has looked like a threat, and I think he is the key reason why teams still have to fear TSM. He is their only source of creativity right now. But TSM just... They were resigned to failure from the start of the season, right? Like, Remco was saying he wanted to retire and then didn't.
It seemed like a Hail Mary. Just
yeah,
being
it
like,
was like, oh, let's have one more go. Why not? It'll be a laugh. I feel like they're playing for a laugh.
Yeah, it seems like a swan song.
Mm.
But they still got a game off Vitality. Like, end of the day, they got a game off Vitality. It was
true, maybe I'm being harsh.
But Vitality did seem relatively unfazed throughout. It was... The game that they won was a 1-0. And it was... it was a solid game. They did a job. They did what they needed to do. They got the win. But was it a case of Vitality, do you think? Are they the French power team that they've been aiming to become in this season? Because I don't think they are right now.
Oh, they look like it against Barcelona, for sure. Barcelona, like, everything they were trying, Vitality were just squeezing the life out of them.
But this is TSM, Coco.
I know it's TSM. I know. In this series, Renault Vitality didn't look like they were future world champion winners. But you don't have to be to beat TSM. Just be patient, wait for the goal to emerge, and it will come.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
How would you grade it? How would you grade these boys?
This series, I'd grade it as a C-, I guess. Didn't see sort of many wonder goals from Vitality that I can remember. And TSM were there.
Present.
Yeah, they were present. Fairy Pete got a cool Doomsy Dish assist thing. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was fine. I'm giving it a C-. I think it was okay. I think it did a job. It was a series, but it was one of the worst ones we saw. No, it's not a C-, it's a D-. It was a game. Mm. Yeah, it was a game. It's not particularly entertaining to me. It was all right. Did a job.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Go on.
TSM have got Monaco, Singularity, Mouse, Endpoint, Reciprocity, and Barcelona. So they've played three. They've got six games left. How many of those do you think they win?
I think if they... No, because everything I'm going to say is going to be a fucking pity game. I'm looking at like... I don't think they beat Singularity.
Agreed.
I don't think they do. I think Singularity, they've just got their number. They play the scrappier game better than TSM play the scrappier game.
They've got more pop-off factor right now as well.
I think against AS Monaco, Ignite will be fired up as fuck coming up against TSM. And I don't think he's going to want to give them any space at all. And that will hopefully be the return of scary Ignite, where he is just an absolute beast in every regard. And do I think they're going to... I think they could beat Endpoint. Don't like... I know I've been hyping Endpoint home, but I think that they could. I'm being realistic. I think that would be the closest game they've got so far. But I've always said that I think Endpoint will do all right this season, stay in, and then they'll do really well next season. So I think this might just be a stumbling block for Endpoint as well. So maybe that one, but the others, fuck no.
The best I can see for them is they beat AS Monaco. It's because AS Monaco are more desperate than them. And they're chucking everything, the kitchen sink at TSM. Yeah. And TSM are just soaking up that pressure and getting a 2-1 win.
Also, in that week, AS Monaco might be tired because they're playing Vitality as well.
And demoralised as well.
Maybe.
if that series doesn't go well. That's a long gap as well. They play one series and they've got 1, 2, 3 games until they have to play again. That could be 2.5 hours.
Two, isn't it?
Of about two, yeah.
In two series. In between
Them.
Yeah,
they have to wait two series and they're playing the third. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I think that TSM will beat AS Monaco right now. And then I think that TSM maybe, as agreed, could be Endpoint. Let's give them two games so far. They'd lose Reciprocity.
I think that still puts them bottom of the table.
Week 8 against Barcelona. Maybe, I mean, depending on how the table goes, Barcelona could start to sink. They could get frustrated. They could be desperate because they could need that result. And TSM could just frustrate them.
Maybe.
I'd say 2 and a push 3. And I'd be looking to that Barcelona game as one that they could upset.
I'm thinking 1, maybe 2. I think it'll be Endpoint and AS Monaco will be the closest ones.
We should have a party next time Magnus wins an RCS series.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, who's up for it? Nice. Who's listening? Let's have a public meetup.
Yeah, let's nip to the park and have some tinnies on the skate ramp.
WKD.
That'd be nice. Okay, so, well, that's our prediction for TSM. I'm so sorry to any TSM fans that are listening right now, but get a new org. All right, Reciprocity versus Veloce. Another bit of a shocker of a game, because Veloce... No, this is not a... This is a decent series. Veloce beat Reciprocity 3-2. This happened last season as well. In week three, they lost to them 3-2 as well. Reciprocity... Is this their kryptonite?
Yeah, Reciprocity can't beat Veloce. I think it's because Fruity, Chaussette, and Ferrer had fallen asleep by game five.
Why are you so against this series?
Because it was the most boring fucking anti-Rocket League I've seen in my entire fucking life. Veloce are just... they are dampeners. They're like fucking... They're like guacamole in a nice flavorful burrito, right? You got your burrito, you've got Ferry, you got Fruity, okay, you got Chaussette, and it's delicious. The flavors work together. You got your rice, you got your sort of outer layer of burrito, your wrap. You're biting into it.
Your burrito skin.
And then you're thinking, do you know what this needs? Something to just make it a lot more dull.
That's not what veloce is.
They're the big dollop of guacamole on top.
No, guacamole is nature's butter. It is. It's smooth. It's creamy. It's delicious.
Cream is bad.
Cream is not bad.
Veloce are smooth and creamy as well. Do you not think Veloce play anti-Rocket League?
What do you mean by that sentence?
They just stop. And they do it well. I'm not going to tell them to stop at all because they're there to win money and do well in the LCS. Like, they're not trying to entertain me, right? But the way they play... It just doesn't inspire creativity at all. They sit back with two men, push one forward, and eventually their opponents will make a mistake and they will profit from it. It's the safest, calmest, easiest style of Rocket League they could possibly play. And again, they do it very well, fair play to them. It does work, and I would never ask them to stop. But goodness me, I can root against it.
I'm not going to say it was a banger. I think it was all right. I think it was a fine series. I think I was bored before this, to be fair. I think I was bored more by Vitality TSM because that seemed more of it for smashing. I like the fact that Veloce won. I thought it was interesting. I would have rather Reciprocity won at the end of the day. But I think it was fun. There was a little bit of a mix-up. I am a bit impartial towards Veloce. I think I still don't really believe that they're a weirdly strong powerhouse team, but they don't seem to have the powerhouse energy behind them. It's a little bit of an odd situation where they're able to do this. I think if I was to rate them, I'd give this a D plus for me. I think it was fine, did a job. It was a series, but it was more entertaining than Vitality TSM.
Do you remember the Renegades Veloce overtime that lasted 11 minutes
awful.
And nobody was trying to score any goals?
Yeah.
That's how I see every Veloce match. That's what they do to their opponents. I don't blame Renegades. I blame Veloce. I think your rating is fair. I think D plus is maybe a little bit generous. I'd go with a classic D, I think.
Go on, give them an F. Skip the E entirely. I know you want to go lower.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, did Chaussette do anything? Not really. Ferrer scored a doink, apparently.
He did. It's not like a re-doink, right?
Yeah, by the goal. Yeah. I'll go with E. There you go. You've got what you wanted.
Yeah.
I've made myself hated by the Veloce fans out there.
All right, so they get a D plus and an E for Reciprocity versus Veloce. And our final series is Vitality versus Barcelona, where... We had a little chat about this after NA, where NRG looked knackered after going into their second series in their week and therefore losing to Space Station. Vitality, though, didn't seem to be bothered, and they still got a 3-1 win versus Barcelona.
They were fucking sick this series, Vitality were. They looked every bit as good as they... Not quite as good as they looked at the end of the Season 8 LAN. But they were approaching that level. They looked like a top-tier team in EU. Barcelona, to be fair to them, they held them back as long as they could. You know, like in boxing, when an opponent is just all over their enemy and the person who's being punched is just trying to defend as much as they can, and they're putting in so much effort, and you're thinking all they need is one lucky punch and they're back in the game, but they just can't quite get it. That's where Barcelona were throughout this whole thing. They Vitality, though, were just the better team by far. Alpha mm-hmm. looked so comfortable. Mm-hmm. It was so good to watch.
Alpha seemed to just read everything that was going on.
And not overdo it. Mm-hmm. Just like, shit, who was it? AJ from Pittsburgh Knights. Mm-hmm. Alpha had finally found when to go and when not to go. K-Dot was a little bit quiet. Fairy Peak, I think, was my MVP in this series. I would give this a B+, I think, with all the context considered, how bad this weekend had been. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad we ended it with a series that I genuinely enjoyed watching. I was praying for Barcelona to win the game 4 overtime. Didn't happen, so B+ is fair.
All right, B+, cool, cool. I think I was just sort of a bit knackered and downtrodden after the other games. I think it was more of the more fun series today, or that day, in all fairness. I think it was really good. I like the fact that Flakes used like the Ghostbusters car and was like trying to bip out some flip resets, and I was just like, "What the fuck is going on?" So that was really fun. I think a B+ is very fair. I think I'm going to join you on that. It was a really good series. I think it was one of the times that we've seen Vitality really look to be on their original form that we saw them at Worlds before. So. Yeah, those are our ratings for this week. If you guys disagree, make sure you whack them in the comments. Otherwise, we have the player of the week. Carl, give me the jingle.
It's the player of the week. Sponsored by Gamers Ready. G-A-M-E-R-S ready.com.
No, it is. So yeah, sponsored by Gamers Ready, but it's G-A-M-E-R-S-R-D-Y.com. If you guys fancy some Rocket League coaching, some CSGO coaching, I think Fortnite's in there as well, head to GamersReady, GamersRDY.com. Give it a gander. They're lovely lads. They're lovely fellas over there.
I'll only go on there if Verge is on there, mate. He's the one I care about.
Oh, yeah, because there is literally Verge. There's also Yukio if you want him.
What?
I know, it's craziness. So, yeah, head over there. Get yourself some coaching because you're probably shit.
Statistically.
Yeah, statistically, you're probably like bronze or whatever. Player of the week this week is entertainment as a whole. Because it was one of the most genuinely boring weeks of RLCS we've seen for a while. I think the matches for me weren't inspiring, and I think they just happened to all come at once. If they were spread out across a load of weeks, we'd be fine, but it did just seem to be all compressed into one weekend.
I got to say, credit to the casters, because they did their best to keep this one going.
100%.
But you could tell, like, you know, game 4 in fucking, I don't know, whatever series was shit, probably all of them.
Yeah.
Like, whoever was casting it would have known, this ain't a good one.
This isn't a peak.
Pop off. But they did very well to try and keep it at some sort of level.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't anyone's fault, really. Mm-hmm. Just nothing sparked this week.
Yeah, nothing clicked. One. But that's fine, because if that means that all the boring games were this week, then next week, we're going to see an absolute banger. So,
I hope so.
Yeah, make sure you guys come back for that. Player of the week this week is entertainment as a whole. So, sorry into entertainment. You didn't do very well this time. otherwise, guys, that was episode 32. 32 of the Poddy C. Craziness. If you guys enjoyed it, make sure you go back and listen to all of the other Poddy C's.
Do it now.
Do it now. Do it now before we before the next episode comes out next week. We will be attempting to get a guest on for next week as well. So it won't just be us chatting about all the results. If you guys have any opinions, any thoughts of who you would love to hear on the Poddy C, then reply with a comment or drop us a like, drop us a subscribe. We're nearly 100k as well on YouTube. So that'll be fantastic if you push us over the edge. Otherwise, guys, we will see you next week in a bit, nerds.
Bye.